我们星期三晚上的查经聚会正在查考扫罗王跟大卫。
In the Bible study on Wednesday, we discuss, we're studying the story of Saul and David.
查考当中，我们可以看到人很光明、很坚强的一面。
In the discussion, we found that the bright side of human being.
比如大卫王，他一直因为敬畏神，他不愿意亲手来杀害神的受膏者扫罗王。
For example, David, out of the fear of the Lord, he refused to kill the anointed.
我们也看到人很软弱的一面。
We also see the weakness of mankind.
比如说扫罗王，他的言语跟行为常常是不一致的。
For example, King Saul, his action and his words are not aligned.
当以色列人遇到了哥利亚。
When the Israelites faced Goliath,
扫罗王说，谁如果能够胜过哥利亚，就要把女儿嫁给他。
King Saul said, whoever can defeat Goliath, his daughter will marry him.
我们知道大卫杀死了哥利亚。
We know that David killed Saul.
但是扫罗王并没有把他所答应的女儿来嫁给大卫。
But Saul did not grant his promised daughter to David.
后来扫罗王又说，大卫你再给你一个机会来成为我的女婿。
And Saul once again said, he tells David to his second chance to become his son-in-law.
但是扫罗真正的用意是想要让大卫被敌人杀死。
But Saul's true intention was to have David killed.
因为扫罗王给他的条件是会很有可能让大卫被敌人杀死。
Because the condition he gave David put him in danger.
那结果大卫却完成了任务。
But David accomplished the mission.
看起来扫罗好像把女儿嫁给了大卫。
Seems that Saul gave David his daughter.
但是到又过了不久，扫罗其实又把这个女儿嫁给了别人。
But not long after, Saul gave this daughter to another man.
好，我们请来参考一下撒母耳记上。
So let's look at 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上26章。
1 Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上26章21节。
1 Samuel chapter 26 verse 21.
21节，扫罗说，我有罪了，我儿大卫，你可以回来，因为你今日看我的性命为宝贵，我必不再加害于你。我是糊涂人，大大错了。
21, then Saul said, I have sinned, return, my son David, for I will harm you no more, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly.
在这里，扫罗王在大卫面前承认他错了，他是糊涂人。
King Saul admitted that he's wrong, he is foolish.
其实这是他第二次对大卫这么讲。
Actually, this is the second time he said this.
第一次讲同样的话，讲了之后，他还是要杀害大卫。
First time he said the same thing, but he continued to pursue, to chase after David.
那在这里他又再一次的向大卫来做保证。
Here he once again guaranteed David.
25节。
Verse 25.
扫罗对大卫说：“我儿大卫，愿你得福，你必做大事，也必得胜。”于是大卫起行。扫罗回他的本处去了。
25, then Saul said to David, May you be blessed, my son David. You shall do both do good, great things and also still prevail. So David went on his way and Saul returned to his place.
在21节，扫罗说，我儿大卫，你可以回来。
Verse 21, Saul said, My son David, you can return.
但是事实上，大卫已经成了一个没有地方可以去的人，无家可归的人。
But David has already become a man that doesn't have a home.
扫罗王他说的跟做的是不一致的。
What King Saul said and what he does is different.
那其实这也是我们人最大的软弱之一。
This is also the greatest weakness of us.
在我们的生活当中我们常常也有这一种说跟做。没有一致。
In our lives, often we cannot act out what we say.
我们今天晚上就一起来看看为什么会这样子，那结果会怎样。
Tonight we'll study the cause and the result.
当然我们从扫罗王来说起。
And then we'll start with King Saul.
扫罗王他当了王之后，他就一直的很看重这个王位。
After King Saul became king, he looked heavily upon this authority.
一开始大卫并没有这个很有企图心的要夺他的王位。
We know that David was not ambitious to become king.
大卫虽然已经被撒母耳高立为将来要当王。
Although David was already anointed by Samuel.
但是大卫并没有急于的马上的要当王。
But David was not in a rush to become king.
他是在等候这个神的安排。
He was waiting for God's time.
但是扫罗王就一直的认为大卫已经成为他的一个很大的威胁。
But Saul thought on David is a big threat to him.
如果这是神所安排的，那扫罗王他也应该接受才对。
If this is God's arrangement, then Saul should have accepted.
那扫罗王到后来他也知道这的确是神的安排。
And later on, Saul actually realized it is God's arrangement.
但是他却还是一直的紧紧要抓住这个王位。
But he held on tightly to this being a king.
所以他真的是做了很多糊涂的事。
And he did many foolish things.
那结果呢？他最后是战死在这个战场。
In the end, he died on the battlefield.
圣经里头，我们仔细的看，我们其实看到很多的人物都是不一致的。
In the Bible, there are many characters that are inconsistent.
所以可以让我们看到说，其实这是我们人最大的软弱之一。
So we can see that it's one of the greatest weakness of mankind.
从人类的始祖亚当夏娃，我们也可以看到这个软弱。
From Adam and Eve, we can see the same thing.
这个亚当跟夏娃，他们都清楚的知道，分别善恶树上的果子不能吃。
Adam and Eve both clearly knew that they cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以当蛇在跟夏娃对话的时候，
when the serpent was speaking to Eve,
这个蛇也是这样说，这分别善恶树上的果子不能吃。
The serpent also said, "You cannot eat of the fruit of this tree."
这个夏娃哈，夏娃对蛇说，分别善恶树上的果子我们不能吃。
Eve said to the serpent, "They should not eat it."
虽然夏娃的话有一点比较没有那么坚决。
Although Eve wasn't very firm in her words.
我们请看创世纪三章第三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 3 verse 3.
夏娃说：“唯独园中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。”
Verse 3. But of the tree of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, "You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die."
神是说你们吃的日子必定死。
God said, "The day you eat of this, then you will die."
那夏娃在这里对蛇的回答呢？好像是比较没有那么坚决的哈。他是说免得你死。
But here Eve's response to the serpent, she wasn't as firm. She said, "Lest you die."
但是至少夏娃还是清楚的知道不能吃分别善恶树上的果子。
But at least Eve still knew that they cannot eat it.
但是他后来真正的举动是摘下了分别善恶树上的果子来吃。
But in the end, her action was to grab of this fruit and ate it.
所以他的知道跟他的行动是不一致的。
So we see that her understanding and her actions are inconsistent.
所带来的结果就是坠入了这个世界。
So the result was sin entered the world.
那为什么会这样子？
So how come?
因为他被这个蛇所欺骗了。
Because she was deceived by the serpent.
那为什么他被蛇所骗？
Why was she deceived?
因为他跟蛇对话。
Because she talked to the serpent.
这个蛇一开始呢，就用一种问话的质疑的这一种口气。
The serpent started with a question.
在第一节，这个蛇对女人说，神岂是真的说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
In verse 1, serpent said, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the every tree of the garden?
哦，其实神是讲得非常的清楚。
Actually, God was very clear.
哦，所有的果子都可以吃。
You can eat all the fruit.
啊，除了分别善恶树上的果子。
Except the fruit on the, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
哦，吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat of it, you will die.
哦，但是在一开始对话，这个蛇就啊用这种质疑的口气来引导这个夏娃。
But in the beginning of the conversation, serpent started with a questioning tone to guide Eve.
在这种情况之下，就不要继续谈下去了。
In this situation, you should not continue.
啊，但是夏娃继续跟蛇对话下去。
But Eve continued with the conversation.
啊，那第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，蛇又把那个严重性给它模糊掉了。
Serpent continued to make this unclear.
啊，他蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”
Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die."
啊，第五节他说：“你们吃的日子，你们眼睛就明亮了。”
In verse 5 says, "Your eyes will be open."
啊，然后下面那一句话更厉害：“你们便如神，能知道善恶。”
The next phrase was even greater. He said, "You will be like God."
啊，你就会好像神那样子。
You will become like God.
啊，这也是我们人的软弱。
This is also our weakness.
啊，我们要像这个，要像那个。
We want to become this. We want to become that.
啊，说穿了，就像夏娃一样，我们想要像神那样子。
We're just like Eve, want to be like God.
啊，这就是夏娃之所以会不一致的原因。
This is why Eve was being was inconsistent.
啊，我们再来看大卫的例子。
Let's continue to look at David's example.
请看撒母耳记下十二章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel, chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章第五节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 5.
大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说：“我指着永生主起誓，行这事的人该死。”
Verse 5. So David's anger was greatly aroused against this.The man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die."
这拿单先知跟大卫讲了一件事情。
Prophet Nathan told David of the matter.
那大卫听了之后，对拿单所讲的那个啊富有的人就非常的愤怒。
After Nathan told him, David was very angry against this man.
啊，这一个啊非常富有的人。
The man was very rich.
他说这个人行这样的事，他是该死的。
He said, he did this thing, he needs to die.
因为第六节大卫说这个人没有连续的心。
In verse 6, David said he had no pity.
第七节
，verse 7,
拿单却对大卫说：“你就是那一个人。”
Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
大卫听了一件事情，他觉得故事中那一个人是该死的。
When David heard the story, he felt that this man needs to die.
照着他的判断，这个人是一个没有爱心的人，一个没有怜悯的人。
From his judgment, this man has no love, has no pity.
这一个人这么可恶，这个人应该死。
This man is evil, he needs to die.
但是呢？拿单对他说：“其实你就是那一个人。”
However, Nathan told him, "You are the man."
我们也常常会为一些事情来觉得愤怒或者打抱不平。
Many times we are also anger aroused by certain things.
我们实在知道什么叫做正义，什么叫义。
We know what's right.
我们知道什么叫做邪恶。
We know what's evil.
但是不一定，我们所做的就是义。
But what we do is not necessarily right.
我们的心里恨恶邪恶。
In our hearts, we hate evil.
但是不等于我们的行为就没有邪恶。
But that does not equate to our actions being not evil.
真的，人在这一方面是很软弱的。
Truly, man is very weak.
那大卫他为什么会这样子？
So how come David was like that?
啊，因为在生活当中，他失去了警醒。
Because in his life he lost his watchful heart.
他的国家已经相当的安定了。
His country was in peace.
在战争在征战的时候，啊，他已经不用再出去带领军队出去征战。
In wars, he no longer had to lead the army.
他手下已经有训练的很好的这些士兵、这些将军。
He has many well-trained generals and soldiers.
所以很多的这些勇士啊，他们是出去征战。
So many warriors went out to battle.
啊，但是大卫他可以在这个国家里头，在王宫里头，啊，享受着非常平安的生活。
But David can enjoy his peaceful days in his palace.
啊，也真的，他既然是王，他不用再去冒生命的危险。
And truly, if he's a king, he doesn't have to risk his life.
哦，那其实这些将军也不愿意让大卫再跟他们一起出去征战。
And these commanders does not want David to join them in battle either.
啊，但是就在这样的情形之下，最容易让人这个啊失去了警醒。
But is in this kind of situation, it's easy for him to lose watch.
所以就也让大卫成为一个不一致的人。
So David was inconsistent.
那所带来的结果就是神对他的处罚，刀剑不离开他的家。
And the result was God's punishment that the sword would not depart from his house.
每一个世代的人都有这样的软弱。
Every generation has the same weakness.
在主耶稣的世代，主耶稣对人的评论也是这样子的。
In Lord Jesus' time, he had the same opinion of man.
请看马太福音十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章第八节。
Matthew 15, verse 8.
主耶稣说：“这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心切远离我。”
Lord Jesus said, "These people draw near to me with their mouth, but and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
所以主耶稣在他引用以赛亚书里头的这一句话来描写当时的以色列人。
Jesus referenced the phrase in Isaiah to describe the generation.
他说百姓用嘴唇在尊敬神，但是心却远离神。
The people honor him with lips, but their heart is far from him.
在以赛亚的时代，百姓，以色列百姓，他们还是有很多的献祭宗教的活动。
In Isaiah's time, there are still many offerings and religious activities.
在这些宗教活动里头，一方面在表达人对神的敬拜。
In these religious activity, on one hand, they showed their worship toward God.
一方面也在表达人对神的祈求。
On the other hand, they present their request to God.
一方面也在表达着人对神的依靠。
And they also showed their trust in God.
当时的以赛亚先知，他那个时代为什么会说百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心切远离我？
But how come Isaiah said the people honor me with their lips and their heart is far from me.
因为当时的百姓有献祭，有宗教的活动。
Because even though that time the people had offerings.
但是他们依靠谁呢？
But who do they rely on?
他们想要去跟南边的埃及来建立好的关系。
They wanted to establish good relationship with Egypt from the south.
他们想要依靠北边的亚述帝国。
They want to rely on the Assyria from the north.
虽然他们敬拜神，但是他们依靠的对象不是神，是当时强盛的国家。
Even though they worship God, they do not trust God, but they rely on the strong nations.
所以这是不一致的。
This is inconsistent.
看起来很热心的在拜神，但是呢，却不依靠神。
It seems that they worship God fervently, but they don't trust Him.
那在主耶稣的时代主耶稣特别是针对的这些法利赛人跟文士所讲的。
Here in Jesus' time, He described Pharisees and the scribes.
这法利赛人跟文士他们很热心的在遵守的许多的条例跟传统。
The Pharisees obey the laws and traditions.
看起来他们是在尊是在敬畏神的。
Seems like they worship God.
但是事实上，他们的心却是远离神的。
But in fact, their heart was far from God.
因为弥赛亚来到他们的眼前，他们却拒绝弥赛亚。
Because Messiah came before their eyes, but they reject him.
这是也是人在信仰上的一个不一致。
And this is when their faith become inconsistent.
所以我们要那这个当时的人，当时的法利赛人，他们为什么会这样子呢
？So how come the Pharisees were like this?
因为他们很固执的认为他们所做的是为神热心。
Because they were stubborn, they believed that what they did was fervent toward God.
他们没有办法打开他们的心。
They cannot open their hearts.
他们只用外表来判断主耶稣。
They judge Jesus based on the outward appearance.
所以在他们的言语里头，拿撒勒能够出什么好东西
？So from their words, they said, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
他们在他们的眼中，耶稣只不过是拿撒勒一个木匠的儿子。
In their sight, Jesus was simply a son of carpenter from Nazareth.
今天我们在敬拜神的事情上面，是不是也是很不一致的？
Today, when we worship God, are we inconsistent?
我们来到这里，我们就是要敬拜神。
When we come here, we need to worship God.
就好像主耶稣所说的，先求神的国、神的义。
Like Jesus said, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
所以来到这里，第一件事最重要的事情是什么
？So what's the most important thing when we come here?
我们来敬拜神，我们要求神的国、神的义。
When we come here, we seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
但是我们有没有落入这样的不一致？嘴唇尊敬神，心却远离神。
But are we also inconsistent in the way that we honor Him with our lips, but our heart is far from Him?
当然，我们能够很高兴的大家聚在一起。
Of course, we are happy that we can gather here.
有时候我们真的是一个礼拜才见一次面。
And true, sometimes we only see each other once a week.
甚至有时候我们是两三个礼拜才见到一次面。
Or even we see each other only once or twice every month.
我们可能有一些的我们私底下想要交谈的话题。
And we want to talk about certain things.
或许我们真的很喜欢在教会里头来做某一些的这个侍奉。
Perhaps we enjoy doing certain kind of service in church.
这一切都是好的。
These are all good.
但是任何的言语跟活动都不应该比求神的国跟神的义还来得多来得重。
But any words or actions cannot overweigh seeking His kingdom and righteousness.
活着的话，我们也就成为一个不一致的人。
Or else we become inconsistent.
我们外表看起来来到教会敬拜神，但是我们的心却远离神。
Because from the outside it seems that we come to worship, but our heart is far from.
所以我们要常常问：我来到教会，我到底做了什么
？So we need to constantly ask ourselves, what are we doing at church?
我只是跟很多人交谈，觉得很开心，这样子吗
？Am I just talking with people and I'm satisfied?
或者我知道了这个事情，知道了那一个事情
？Or we know this, we know that.
有时候觉得说职务会的人在安息日的时候其实常常是最不专心的。
Sometimes it seems, I feel that council member may not be pay attention during service.
但常常不是他们故意这样子。
But they do not do this purpose.
因为教会付给他们一些责任。
Because church has given them responsibilities.
所以他们必须这样来分心。
So they must pay attention to other stuff.
所以我们应该大家互相来帮助。
So we need to help each other.
也要帮助别人，不要这个在敬拜神的事情上面分心。
So we need to help others so that they don't get distracted when worshiping God.
教会是大家的。
Because church belongs to everyone.
这整个环境是我们大家的。
This environment is all for all of us.
如果大家都尽一点本分的话我想这个职务会的人他们就 不用那么挂心。
I think if we all do a little bit of our parts, I think council member would not have to worry as much.
比如说如果我们发现我们是将近是最后要离开某一个房间。
For example, if we know that we're the last to leave a room,
我们就把灯关掉。
Turn off the lights.
把冷气关掉。
Turn off the AC.
如果万一真的还有人要来，他可以再把它打开。
If someone comes after you, they can still turn it on.
这样子植物会的人他就不用在那边担忧灯有没有关，冷气有没有关。
Then council member will not have to worry about turning off the light or AC.
我们被排到的工作，我们就很尽本分的，该提早来我们就提早来。
When we are assigned, we do our part to be here on time or early.
因为既然要敬拜神，我们让我们大家都尽量的能够专心的敬拜神。
If we are to worship God, we have to try our best to have everyone focus.
神不但很喜欢看到我们来到这里。
Not only God wants to see us here.
他更愿意我们的心也在这里。
What he wants more is that our heart is here.
请看箴言二十三章。
Let's look at Proverbs 23.
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verse 26.
二十六节，我儿，将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
26, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
我们不要成为一个人来到这里，但是心却不在这里。
Let's not become someone who is here, but our heart is not.
来到这里最要紧的事情，求神的国，神的义。
The most important thing when we're here is to seek His kingdom, His righteousness.
那其他事情不是不可以做，其他事情是次要的。
It's not that we cannot do other things, but they are secondary.
我们再请看路加福音的十八章。
Let's continue to look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章十八节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 18.
这里讲到有一个少年的官来问主耶稣说，该做什么才可以承受永生。
Here records a rich young ruler asking Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
真的是一个非常有眼光的人。
This is a man of good eyesight.
什么才是重要的？当然是永恒永生才是最重要的。
What is important, of course, is what is that of the eternal.
这一个人他看重永生。
This man value eternal.
二十三节
23,
他听见这话就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。
Verse 23, but when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
主耶稣很清楚地告诉他，你要承受永生，你应该怎么做。
Jesus clearly told him, what do you need to do to inherit eternal life?
问这样问题的人是最得主耶稣喜爱的。
Jesus, this is a favorite type of person because he asked this question.
主耶稣来到世界上的目的就是要让人得永生。
The purpose of Jesus coming to earth is to give us eternal life.
有人这样子主动的来问主耶稣，怎样能够承受永生。
And this man proactively came to ask Jesus.
所以主耶稣当然是很愿意的来告诉他。
So of course Jesus willingly told him.
但是这个人他就没有跟随主耶稣了。
But this man did not follow Jesus.
他离开了主耶稣。
He left Jesus.
那很有可能他也就没有办法承受永生了。
And it's possible that he was not able to inherit eternal life.
这也是人的一个不一致。
This is also inconsistent in mankind.
知道这个是最好的最重要的。
We know that what is the most important.
也很要紧的，要知道怎么能够去得着。
And it's very important for us to know how to inherit it.
那知道了却放弃。
But after we know, we give up.
我们是否也曾经这样子过？
Have we done things like this?
那这个人他为什么会这样子？
How come this man was like that?
他为什么要得永生，但是他又把它放弃？
How come he wants eternal life, but he gave it up?
这里说他听了主耶稣的话就很忧愁。
Here it says, after he heard this, he became very sorrowful.
他只想要得永生，但是他不愿意照 耶稣给他的方法。
He wants eternal life, but he was not willing to do according to what Jesus said.
这里又说，因为他很富足。
Here also said, for he was very rich.
哦，富足绝对不是罪。
Being rich is not a sin.
啊，富足也绝对不是啊，一定是坏事。
Being rich does not equate to a bad thing.
哦，但是每一件事情都有可能成为信仰的一个阻挡。
But everything can become an obstacle in our faith.
哦，那这个人之所以不一致，他就是因为让他的富足成为他信仰的一个阻挡。
For this man to be inconsistent is because his wealth has become an obstacle in his faith.
哦，所以我们要弄清楚我们信仰的阻挡是什么。
So we need to know what's the obstacle in our faith.
不一定都是富足。
It doesn't have to be wealth.
可能是其他的原因。
It may be other things.
这些原因会成为我们在信仰上不一致。
And these things will cause us to become inconsistent.
结果就是可能会让我们失落了永生。
And the result might become the result might be losing eternal life.
好，我们再请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章十三节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 13.
这里提到有一个人叫西门，他也信了主耶稣。啊，他看到腓力所行的神迹，他就非常的惊奇。
This man Simon believed, and he was amazed seeing the miracles of Philip.
那这是发生在这个撒玛利亚的地方。
This happened in Samaria.
啊，在当腓力到那里去传福音。
Philip was there to preach.
啊，在那里腓力也行了很多的神迹。
And he did many miracles.
啊，很多的人他们得着了医治，他们信了耶稣。
Many people were healed and believed.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
在那城里就大有欢喜。
And there was great joy in that city.
啊，信了主耶稣，蒙了恩典，是非常欢喜的事情。
They believed, they become blessed, and they were joyful.
啊，过着一个啊基督徒的生活是一件很欢喜的事情。
It's joyful to live a Christian life.
啊，过着一个新的生活，这是一个非常欢喜的事情。
To lead a new life is very joyful.
啊，找到了天国的道路，这是非常欢喜的事情。
It's joyful to find the heavenly path.
啊，走在通往天国的道路上，这是很欢喜的事情。
To walk on this path is very joyful.
那这个西门呐，他在他们当中，他也信了，那他也应该是一个很欢喜的人才对。
And here Simon, he also believed, so he should be joyful.
但事实上却不是这样子。
But it's not like that.
啊，我们请看第八章的二十二节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 22.
二十二节，你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求主，或者你心里的意念可得赦免。
22, repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you.
二十三节，我看出你正在苦胆之中被罪恶捆绑。
For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity.
一个人信主耶稣，常常不但这个肉体得到释放，啊，更是从罪恶的捆绑当中来释放出来。
For a man to believe in Christ, their body is released, but their spirit also released.
哦，因为很多人在信主的过程当中病得医治。
Because many people in their process of believing, they were healed of their sickness.
哦，很多人在信主的过程当中改掉了坏习惯。
In this process, they got rid of their bad habits.
哦，很多人在信主的过程当中改掉了坏脾气。
And their process, they changed their temper.
哦，所以得到了释放。
So they were released.
哦，那更重要的是，在信主一定会得到从罪恶里的捆绑里头被释放。
But more importantly, believing Christ meaning they are no longer bound by iniquity.
那这个西门他也信，跟大家一起一样信了主。
And Simon, like everybody else here, he believed.
哦，但是这里却彼得说，你还是在苦胆当中，你被罪恶所捆绑。
But Peter said, "You are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity."
哦，意思就是说他心中没有真正的平安跟喜乐。
So it means that in his heart there's no peace and joy.
哦，这也是信仰当中的一个不一致。
This is inconsistent in his faith.
那为什么大家都领受那么大的恩典，他却没有领受
？If everyone received such great blessing, how come he didn't receive it?
哦，为什么 他相信，结果跟他的生活却是不一致的。
How come his believing is not consistent with his daily life?
在二十二节，彼得有说你要懊悔你这个罪恶。
In verse 22, Peter said, "Repent."
那或者你心里的那个意念可以得到赦免。
That the thought of your heart may be forgiven.
原来啊，他来信主耶稣啊。他跟别人还有一个不一样的意念。
So we know that when he believed, he has a different thought.
因为过去他也是一个会行异能的人。
Because in the past, he could also perform miracles.
但是他不是凭着天真神来行的。
But this one's not a power of true God.
那过去他行这些事情啊，他得到名声，他得到利益。
In the past, he gained fame and he gained benefit from this power.
他现在发现说，腓力所拜的神看起来比他更有能力。
And he thought the God that Philip worships is more powerful.
那他之所以要来信，是想要跟腓力一样得到那个更大的能力。
And he wanted to believe because he wanted to gain this greater power.
有更大的能力，他就更有名声。
Greater power means that he gets greater fame.
有更大的能力，有更多的人来找他帮忙，他能够得更多的利益。
Greater power, more people come to him, so he can be benefited more.
这是他不一致的原因。
This is why he was inconsistent.
他信主的动机不对。
His motive of believing is wrong.
动机常常是在人里头。
Motivation is in our hearts.
常常不是人可以看得出来的。
It's not what man can see.
但是既然有那个动机，它会渐渐的显露出来。
But if the motive is there, it will show itself.
在这里彼得看出了，原来这个人他有那个不对的动机。
Peter saw this wrong motive.
这就是为什么他也信了主，但是他没有欢喜。
This is also why he was not joyful after believing.
这是为什么他信了主，他还在罪恶的捆绑里头。
This is why he, after he believed, he was still bound by iniquity.
所以我们要常常反省一下我们的动机。
So we need to reflect on our motives.
否则的话，我们也会常常在人生的道路上面有很多的不一致。
Or else in our life, there will be many things that are inconsistent.
我们再请看启示录的第三章。
Let's continue to look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章十四节在讲到老底家教会。
In verse 14, it talks about the church of the Laodiceans.
我们请看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经花了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
17. Because you said, "I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing," and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
老底家教会在物质的层面，其实他们真的很富足。
In the material world, the Laodiceans were rich.
所以他们可以这么说，我们已经花了财，一样都不缺。
So they could say they became wealthy and had need of nothing.
他们有吃的，有穿的。
They had food, they had clothes.
在他们所住的地方也有很发达的这个医药系统。
And in the place of they live, there's a very advanced medicine.
但是他们的灵性在主耶稣来看却是很贫乏。
But in Jesus' eye, their spirituality was very poor.
所以他们说他们是富足的，主耶稣说他们是困苦可怜的。
So when they say they were rich, Jesus said, "You are miserable and poor."
他们认为说他们是健康的，主耶稣说他们是瞎眼的。
They felt that they were healthy, but Jesus said they were blind.
这个是人在物质跟灵性上的不一致。
This is the inconsistent between material and spirit.
是的，神也常常在物质上祝福我们。
It's true that God blesses materially.
神为什么在物质上祝福我们？
Why does God bless us?
他也希望我们借着物质的富足，我们在灵性上也更加的富足。
Because he hopes that through material we are even richer in spirit.
那我们人的软弱就是不一致。
But our weakness is inconsistent.
啊，有时候我们反而是富足了，灵性退步了。
Sometimes when we are rich, our spirituality actually decline.
我们请看创世纪十八章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章十九节。
Genesis 18 verse 19.
神说：“我眷顾。”亚伯拉罕为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道秉公行义使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了
19 For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him
亚伯拉罕是得神祝福的一个人
Abraham was a blessed man
那在这里神也这样说我眷顾他，我眷顾亚伯拉罕。
Here God says, I have known him.
所以亚伯拉罕也是在物质上他很富足。
Abraham was very rich materially.
那神也很清楚地讲，为什么我让亚伯拉罕富足
？And God also says why He blessed Abraham.
就是让他的家族都能够遵守神的道能够行义。
So their household can keep the way of the Lord.
就是神希望他们物质上富足，灵性上。更加的丰盛。
God wants to bless them materially, but their spirit also become rich.
所以我们举了这么多的例子就是要让我们真的很深刻的来认识，不一致是我们人最大的软弱之一。
So through these many examples, we have to know that being inconsistent is our greatest weakness.
我们可以自己再想想看。这些例子，它的原因，它的结果。
We can reflect on these examples, the cause and the effect.
那最后，我们如何来面对这样的事情？
Lastly, how do we face this?
对人来，对其他的人我们就知道，其实这是每一个人都会有的软弱。
For others, we know that this is a weakness of everyone.
所以如果有人的因为人的不一致对我们造成了。伤害或者是比如说伤害好了。
So if others being inconsistent harmed us,
那我们应该了解，这就是人的软弱，所以我们要能够赦免，能够宽容。
We need to understand that this is human weakness, so we have to forgive.
那对我们自己呢
？For ourselves,
好，我们要避免。
We need to avoid it.
我们要去胜过这个软弱。
We need to overcome.
那我们应该怎么做？
What do we do?
请看马太福音二十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章四十一节。
Matthew 26 verse 41.
四十一节，耶稣说：“总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”
41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
这个心灵愿意，肉体软弱，这就是一个不一致。
The spirit willing, but the flesh is weak.
所以主耶稣说怎么办？警醒祷告。
So what do we do? Jesus said, watch and pray.
那祷告什么
？What do we pray for?
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalms 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三节。
Psalms 139 verse 23.
二十三节，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
23, just search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
二十四节，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting.
大卫曾经也有过不一致。
David was also at one point inconsistent.
那这是大卫的诗，大卫的祷告。
This is David's song, David's prayer.
那这也要成为我们祷告的内容。
Our prayer has to be the same.
求主来鉴察我们。
Search me, O God.
因为他知道我们的心思。
Because he knows our heart.
如果需要的话，我们也愿意神来试炼我们。
If it's necessary, we are willing for God to try us.
因为神知道我们的动机，我们的意念。
Because God knows our motive, knows our anxieties.
帮助我们来看出我们里头的恶。
To help us see our wicked way in us.
然后求他帮助我们来继续 一致的啊，有一致的生活来走在这永生的道路上。
And ask Him to lead us in being consistent in the way of everlasting.
好，那再来要像大卫那样子，愿意听人的劝告。
Lastly, we have to be like David, willing to listen to advice.
哦，大卫听了拿单的劝告，他痛痛的悔改。
After David heard on Nathan's advice, he repented.
啊，最后再看提摩太前书第四章。
Lastly, let's look at First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
如果我们要胜过这种不一致的软弱，
If we are to overcome the weakness of inconsistency,
那我们就要常常非常努力的来做榜样。
Then we have to strive to become an example.
宗教教义系的教员要做学生的榜样。
Our teachers are examples of students.
父母亲要做儿女的榜样。
Parents are examples of children.
教会的这些圣工人员要做弟兄姐妹的榜样。
The holy workers of church becomes example of brothers and sisters.
这样子能够让我们过着一致的生活。
Then we can lead a consistent life.
那保罗这样来勉励提摩太说，如果这样子你能够救自己，也能够救那些听我们的人。
Paul encouraged Timothy, saying, "In doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you."
求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们能够胜过这个最大的软弱、不一致的生活。
So、we can overcome this greatest weakness of inconsistent life.
唱诗三百七十八首。
Let's sing hymn 378.
Last verse, 最后一节。
We will sing at His feet, overwhelmed by His sighing away. What He says we will do, where He says we will go, never fear.
来做结束的祷告。
We'll do a concluding prayer.
我们继续为喜瑞都教会张毕尔张张国松弟兄代祷。
We'll continue to pray for Brother Bill Chang from Cerritos Church.
他在心脏开刀之后护研当中心跳停止了大约15分钟。
During his heart surgery, after his surgery, his heart stopped for 15 minutes.
所以就人就陷入昏迷。
So he went in coma.
那经过大约48小时，他可以睁开眼睛。
After around 48 hours, he could open his eyes.
但是还没有意识。
But he did not regain consciousness.
那今天下午谢执事发出来的电子邮件说已经有恢复了意识。
And in the afternoon today, in Deacon Shea's email, he said he gained consciousness.
但是人还是在加护病房里头。
But he's still in the intensive care.
那我们也为Helen 和姐妹正在做化这个化疗。
And we also our sister Helen Ho still in chemotherapy.
那另外以前住在 Upland 的蔡姐妹现在在台湾，她也在接受这个化疗。
Also sister Tai from Upland.Who is from Taiwan also undergoing chemo?
那我们为这些弟兄姐妹代祷。
We pray for these brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.